Small depth, huge risk. Why 6 inches of water is dangerous. Texas Border Business, by Julian Devereux, TXDOT. Austin, only 6 inches of swiftly moving water, enough to barely reach most people's ankles, can cause drivers to lose control of their vehicles, even heavy pickup trucks and SUVs. That's a major reason why most flood-related deaths in Texas happen in vehicles. Heavy rains can occur at almost any time in Texas, but for most of the state, spring through fall is when they're most likely. And hurricane season, which lasts from June 1 to November 30, also has the potential of bringing heavy downpours to much of the state. That's why it's so important for Texas drivers to know what to do when faced with flooding, no matter what season it is. Safety tips: the Texas Department of Transportation, TXDOT, advises motorists in areas experiencing heavy rain or flooding to drive like a Texan. Kind, courteous, and safe, and follow these tips. Stay informed about weather conditions. Check drivetexas.org for up-to-date driving conditions and closures. Find an alternate route or a path away from still or moving floodwaters. Never drive through them. Reduce your speed. Drive to conditions and turn off cruise control. Be extra careful driving at night, when it can be harder to see flood dangers. Watch for stranded vehicles on multi-lane roads where outside lanes may be flooded. Leave your vehicle and move to higher ground, as long as you can do so safely, if your vehicle stalls in floodwaters. Follow all closures and barricades. Never drive around a barricade blocking a low water crossing. Texas state law requires drivers to comply with barriers blocking low water crossings or flooded roadways, or face a fine of up to $2,000 and 180 days in jail. Tampering with or removing warning signs or barricades can lead to a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 2 years in jail. So if severe weather is in the forecast, consider postponing your trip, or simply stay home.